Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the men's room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. Ola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Tinder is rolling out a new feature called Spring Break Mode. It lets you see where other people are headed for spring break so you can swipe people going to the same place as you ahead of time.
In other words, it's like, you know, leaving bait for the hunters.
Isn't that really what it is?
Yeah, exactly. That's precisely what it is.
And is it part of fun of the club and stuff and going to bars to see the chicks that are there?
Yeah, but you know, now it's a target-rich environment.
It's almost like saying, like, anyone else who needs sand for the beach that we're going to, just bring it with you. When you get there, the sand will be there for you. When you,
like, no, you, that's why you're going there.
Just, I mean, once you get there, just get on Tinder like you normally
would.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, the algorithm doesn't have somebody that wants you to hook up with 3,000 miles from where you are right then.
Let's not add a creep mode.
I mean, basically, that's how it works, right? If you're in the general vicinity, it works?
Yeah.
I mean, so, obviously, location services already work.
But now you can do it in advance.
Exactly. Debbie's going to be at the beach this week.
Yeah, I mean, I get Tinder and stuff. It just, I mean, that's part of the fun of being that age.
Let's go to the club. Let's see the chicks.
Yeah, go rob their homes. We know where you're at. You're in Panama City.
Right.
A woman in Canada was shot, and the bullet drove the wire from her underwire bra into her chest.
That killed her.
Almost killed her.
Yeah.
They say nothing about how the bullet almost killed her, but that
underwire. The underwire. Mm-hmm, it wasn't the bullet.
Well, the shotgun casing of the shells or the BBs, whatever, hit that wire and basically pushed it directly into her body.
Damn. Doctors in Australia have found a pair of, quote, semi-identical twins, the first ones ever.
I saw the headline. I didn't. God damn it. Are you even working on this?
No, of course not.
The semi-identical, doesn't that make them
paternal?
Paternal.
I mean, like,
all questions to be asked and to be read.
In my mind,
a woman in Florida,
I would think it does.
A woman in Florida ignored a cop trying to pull her over because she was rushing to get a cheeseburger. From where?
You're not working on it.
You'll find out when you read it.
You know what? I was going to ask. I know you're not working on it, but I wanted to be like, where? I wonder where. What burger was that good?
I don't know. The cops in Australia were chasing a burglary suspect on Tuesday, and they caught him after he tried to hop a fence and his underwear snagged on it. So he wound up dangling by his wedgie.
Mm-hmm. That's when they found him.
Mm-hmm.
Dangling by the wedgie, mate.
Getting caught on a fence is terrible.
It's kind of like Vegemite. It's Wedgie-mate.
Wedgie-mate?
Wedgie-mate.
Spread some Wedgie-mate.
If you've seen Vegemite, it kind of looks like what was in his Vegemite. A driver in Northern California got a speeding ticket on Monday afternoon for going over 90 miles an hour. And then, 11 minutes later, they were pulled over again, this time for going 103.
Jesus.
Didn't learn his lesson.
Total cost of tickets should be between $800 and $1,000.
Damn.
God damn. Man, I hope he's rich at least.
You know.
Where was it at, Mike?
Northern California, where the girls are warm.
Huh. This guy loves the speed.
Nice Beach Boys joke, man. Mike.
Thank you.
Oh, over my head.
Northern California, where the gals are warm.
That's not, that wasn't doing Beach Boys, it was doing Steve Miller.
Was it Steve Miller?
Yeah, Rocking Me, Baby.
Oh, God damn it.
What is it, Northern California, cold?
Yeah, but the girls are warm.
Not no,
the
Valley.
Northern California, the girls are missing.
Ooh.
Oh, somebody's watching Murder Mountain.
Everyone is. The whole community's gone.
A woman in New Jersey lost control of her SUV on Tuesday night and crashed into an AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Fortunately, no one was... I gotta get in there.
Did the car come out fixed?
Fortunately, no one was hurt, but she did quite a bit of damage.
Nobody else got a rear mount camera in it and a brand new radio.
Right in the zone.
No charges have been filed yet, but the police are investigating. Doorbuster prize.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, they say get in there. She did.
Get in the zone.
Hurry into AutoZone.
So in the zone. An 8-year-old named Tommy has been in the news before because he's a very good golfer, even though he was born with one arm. Now he's in the news again after hitting an inside-the-park home run in a baseball game.
That's the same kid?
Mm-hmm. If playing golf wasn't hard enough and just getting humiliated enough to go out and get your ass kicked by a one-armed golfer, it's got to be the worst.
A one-armed 8-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how'd you play today?
Okay.
Right.
Did you win?
No.
How's your handicap?
Not good.
Oh, Sam!
I thought I was going down a dark road there.
Yeah,
man, but you just knocked that out of the park, man.
Ooh, that was a Eagle Scout level.
That was a deep shot.
What's your hand again? I have one arm. Oh, that's not what we meant.
Golly.
Man, it was laying there. For some reason, couldn't help it. I apologize.
I read that headline 10 times today, and I'm just like, for some reason, because I'm a bad person, I'm like, oh, it was an inside the park home run.
Didn't quite have the strength to get it out there, did you?
It's a single.
How's the follow through on that swing?
Every at bat's a single.
That is impressive. I think I could hit a dinger maybe with a fungo with one arm.
I don't know if he did, man.
Cadbury just put a job posting for a new chocolate taste tester.
I put out the same ad, ladies.
Damn. Anyone can apply, and if you get it, you'll spend around 8 hours a week at $14 an hour trying chocolates at their headquarters.
It doesn't seem like a sustainable job.
Not really.
But
do they offer insurance?
Seems like a cool job.
Is that in England, I guess?
Cadbury?
You think so, right?
It is a European company, right?
I thought it was.
Wokingham?
The Cadbury I always just thought was one of those English candies.
Maybe it was the commercials they had when I was younger.
No. Cadbury definitely is. Bless
Jesus,
you.
Here I am.
Thank you.
Wow. It's like Cadbury's the one you always see over there, right? And then, what, Nestle and...
Nestle.
All that. And Hershey's are the big American ones, I believe, right?
I like those little Nestle chocolate chips.
You snuggle right up to them and then...
Yeah, I know.
Take little Nestle chip cookies.
Get over here, chocolate. You want to cuddle? Let me nestle up on you.
And I'm going to eat you.
Get in my nook. Crunch bars are great.
Got you. They're where fantastic. I
want you. Now I'm going to eat you.
One of my favorites. Oh, Lordy. A woman in Ireland was laughing at a coworker's joke a few years ago and accidentally hit her head on a metal sheet. She's filed a damages claim, but a judge just ruled against her, saying the woman wasn't paying attention to what she was doing and was distracted by the joke.
Does anyone else want to know what this joke is?
I really do, man.
That's the one part of the story I wanted to hear. Like, okay, I get the formatics of it. They were seriously walking out to a dumpster. Whatever he said was so hilarious that she either bent down, physically moved, knocked herself out, whatever. Okay. That's all facts. What I need to know is what was the joke that he told.
When that story comes out, Miles, I will work on it.
Okay. Where was it at, Mike?
I was in Ireland.
Huh. I don't know.
Yeah.
We might not even understand the context.
An Irishman walks out of a pub.
A man and a woman in Tennessee delivered a woman's order from a Mexican restaurant last month who only tipped 89 cents when she paid online. Mm-hmm. So before they dropped it off, the man recorded himself dipping his dangly bits in her salsa.
No.
Now he's facing up to 15 years in prison for it.
Up to 15 years for putting your satchel in salsa.
You all wonder why I'm not working on this.
Does anybody else oddly just kind of want to try it now?
No.
Your junk in salsa.
I'll put my junk in it. Sure. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, put my junk in someone's food shop.
Well, no. I won't serve the salsa.
I will.
Is it worth it now to buy a jar of salsa just to dip in it?
I'm dipping mine in the sour cream just because I think it feels cooler.
Well, if Ted wanted to try the...
No, but sour cream is cooler, but
salsa.
Sour cream's all thick and stuff. I don't know. We've been talking about it all day. I kind of want to go home and nestle up to a jar of salsa.
I want to butter your corn with
melted chocolate, man.
Drag them over the corn cob. I'll put butter on the bottom of it. Just drag them from one to the other.
Trying to think, like, what would be the worst? Like, maybe use them as a brush for barbecue sauce on your meat. You know, kneeling before your grill.
You slather it all up there.
Get those stroke marks on there.
Oh, yeah, you got to work all around the chicken.
In Florida.
Yeah.
Police managed to end a
skin-on-skin violence.
In Florida, police managed to end a four-hour standoff with an unlikely object.
What was that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story... Based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Kelsey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, Kelsey, you understand how this year game is played?
Sure do.
All right, here's your story. A woman in Tennessee, she ordered from a Mexican restaurant, and we've been talking about this story all day. And as they say, never tip less than a dollar, because in her case... She only tipped 89 cents, and she must have added the tip when she paid online because the driver knew what was up before she dropped off her food. And it was close to a 30-minute drive. Was not happy about this. Now, we don't know the driver's name, but a 31-year-old friend seated next to her was in the car with her. It's not clear if they deliver as a team or what. But to get even with the woman who ordered the food, the guy, that's right, he dipped his dangly bits into her salsa before dropping off the order. Unfortunately, the woman did not find out until later on, so you have to assume that she ate the salsa. She did get a refund. Isn't that nice?
Sorry about the testicles. Here's the $2.50 back.
Now, the driver recorded a 14-second video of the guy, which ended up on Facebook. That's when police got involved. Keep in mind, the woman who ate the salsa still doesn't know. The cops see this. They have to let her know. So now the cops show up at your door like 2 days later to say, hey, man, you had... You have some dangly bits in your salsa. But anyway, this guy's now facing 3 to 15 years in prison for adulteration, not alteration, adulteration of food or liquids, which is a felony. Do you believe that this guy who dangled his bits on behalf of his friend in the salsa is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Oh, man.
I mean, it could be anyone. I've stuffed the spinach in my pants when I was pissing my boss and threw it in a risotto.
Wow.
Yeah, I still don't feel bad.
All right. Where did this happen? Tennessee?
Knoxville, Tennessee, ordering from a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, go Vols. I think you can eliminate Asian just in general, considering it's Tennessee. I think that would be the least likely.
Yeah.
My buddy's married to an Asian woman.
Going between black and white, I feel like a black guy wouldn't do that because salsa is spicy. I would be like, yeah, do it.
Hey, thank you for that compliment.
All right. I'm glad you're...
I'm black. I think about my testicles.
Mm-hmm. I'm offended.
Kelsey, I just feel like a white guy would just go for it.
All right, Kelsey, you going to stick with that salty salsa? As white? All right, we're going to find out if he is black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Oh, boy. We had to Tennessee profile this. We've got the woman who ordered the Mexican food.
Yes.
From a restaurant. Delivery service delivered it. She lived a half hour away from the point of where the driver picked up the food. And apparently she pre-tipped 89 cents.
Yeah.
Well, the driver had a friend in the car with him. And as they're driving this Mexican food to this woman's house, they film him dangling his berries in her salsa.
That is correct.
Yes.
And even worse, they then posted it to Facebook, where police have a presence. They notice this, and the rest is history. But in the end, Kelsey, we asked you, did you believe that the man who dropped his berries into the salsa is black, white, Mexican, or Asian? And you guessed white.
Yeah.
Oh, you are correct.
Yeah. I don't agree with their theory, but it worked.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, she's on to something.
Maybe she's right, though.
What's that?
I'm thinking about crazy white guys, and they do. Those things end up in a lot of places.
See, I feel like, for the most part, like, if the black dude's pissed, he's going to take a bite of your food. You know what I mean? You open up your pizza box, there's clearly a bite taken out, and just stare you down, and like, which one would be?
you're right. The white guy, I feel like, would drop his nuggets in the... Yeah. And I'd rather have the bite taken out of my food.
If it wasn't done before the point of the food being made.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, if it's already on its way, the damage has already been done when it got put in the box. Would be, you know...
Well, so you may have cooked that out. Right, man, exactly. Right.
Yeah, totally.
If you're going to tip online, tip well.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time of 10!
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Today's TV Time with Ted, a little confusing.
Oh, good.
I had a whole thing set up, and then there was bad news.
What happened?
You think I should go through with it, or...
I think you should do it as planned, unless there's bad news.
I would say go with what was planned, even though you know there's bad news.
All right, you're saying don't, you're saying go for it.
Go for it.
All right, I'm not making light of any situation.
Oh,
this
no.
is merely news I got today. So, all right, look, I was going to test you with a theme
okay.
from a show. Right. I knew me and Robin would know it right away, and then some sad things happened today.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I already know what this is. Go ahead and play the theme. I can only guess the song. Beverly Hills 90210.
Yes, okay, all right, all right. So I was like, you know what? I bet Miles and Thrill don't recognize that song.
I would not have, except for how you set it up.
Right.
I would now.
Because I heard the show.
Yeah,
apparently.
Now let's get into the thing. I mean, that was on. We watched that. I didn't watch it, but I knew it was popular.
No, I don't remember the theme. I don't think you guys watched it. Yeah.
I remember reading yesterday, hey, man, apparently they're like rebooting the show. And
right, so that's
almost
thing.
All of the original cast had agreed to come back. That's what I read yesterday.
Right. The whole thing is they were going to get back together. Most of the main cast, Jason Priestley, Jenny Garth, Ian Ziering, Gabrielle.
How about Shannon Doherty?
So Shannon Doherty and Luke Perry were the only ones that nobody had confirmed yet. But okay. then this morning, I was like, oh man, that's terrible. That guy had a massive stroke. Like, I think.
And Shannon Doherty been battling cancer.
Yeah, she's been battling
time.
Cancer, yeah. Sure.
So it's like, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of odd. I was like,
That's what was weird. Because, right, I read the 90210 thing yesterday. I'm like, yeah, I guess that's kind of cool. And then this morning, I'm like, oh damn.
Robin, am I wrong on this? 90210 was a Thursday night show, right? I feel like we watched it on like Thursday nights. And
I
then
want to say it was a, yeah, maybe.
Maybe it was Tuesday night.
I thought it was Sunday night.
Sunday?
Maybe I'm wrong.
So.
Not for that
like
age
I feel like it
group.
Was a weekday for sure. It might. Yeah. You know what, though? It probably changed days at some point, so.
But we should know
it's
this because didn't Melrose come on
yeah,
after that?
On after, yeah.
Yeah. We're back to Ted doing TV Time with Ted with just blinding sunshine, which yeah. makes yeah. me so happy. That we have turned the corner here. Ted is aglow. It's like a spotlight is on him right now. I'm so happy for this.
Yeah, Robin and Ted just keep wincing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's weird as I can't see correctly.
Yeah.
But I do like that, like, the beam of light is shining on me.
Thank God. Slowly climbing out of this cloud.
I got black spots now trying to read this.
Well,
story.
Hopefully he's okay. I hope he's
I'm
okay.
with you, man. And Luke Perry, he's still been pretty active. He's on Riverdale. Sure. And stuff. So, like, you still see him come up in a lot of stuff. So, yeah, man, I'm with you. I literally read that story. I was like, oh, man, that's kind of tragic. Hey, you know, Shannon Doherty for a while was kind of known as like a
bitch.
Yeah, exactly. As a bitch. But other than that, it seems like most of people, that cast never like, there was never like drug scandals or this or that.
You
like,
just really haven't heard from any of them.
Ian Ziering.
Well, it's
well, Sharknado,
Perry's,
everyone.
That's
like.
What I'm talking
yeah.
about.
But Luke Perry's been on some show. You know, he's just been on like shows that aren't on.
He's been it's consistently employed.
Steve, it's Ian.
Oh, God, that's right. Ian Ziering.
Yeah. Any Ian will tell you, stop calling me Ian.
Well, he was one of the first where he's like, look, man, it's Ian. And everything, he's being snooty. I'm like, well, no, that's how you say his name. If your name's Bob and I call you Bob, sooner or later you're going to say, hey, man, it's just Bob.
I know someone named Ian whose brother is Ian.
Wait, so they're brothers.
They are brothers.
Do they spell it different? Oh.
No, you don't spell it different.
His parents named one kid Ian, and they named one kid Ian, and they spelled it the same.
That is correct.
Jesus Christ.
How else would you spell it?
I-O-N?
Ion?
I know, but if I'm going to give my kids...
I know that, and I had the
written.
Same exact...
Okay.
And you know who that is? Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No.
I had no idea.
No, why would I make that up?
No one would make that.
Exactly.
I didn't realize he had a brother with
yes.
the same goddamn name.
No, it's not the same.
Oh, right.
It's Ian.
Spelled the same.
No, yeah.
Wow.
Right. Talk about unoriginal.
I know. We ran out of ideas to say different.
Yeah.
I'm Steve. This is Stev.
Next thing we'll do is we'll put an L on it. We'll call him Liam. Sounds completely different right. from the others.
Yeah, it's like the school of George Foreman of naming kids.
George. But it's a girl. George.
Georgina.
Didn't he just go straight George?
Did he name it? He named his daughter George?
Dude.
Oh, yeah, Georgette.
Honestly.
Georgette. Okay.
Is it Georgette?
Yeah, yeah, well, he's got it. Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was just George. Male, female, doesn't matter.
All her food has grill marks in it.
Speaking. You know what, man? When I was visiting my mom, she still had one sitting there. I was like, oh,
grilled cheese sorry.
Foreman Grill.
Zap.
Let's see. You know what? Another legend in the game of hosted TV shows, obviously, is Alex Trebek.
Sure.
So Alex Trebek, there's a lot of things about him. But you ever wonder how he show preps and maybe how he decides on his facial hair? Well, I did a little interview with Inside Edition, and he kind of explains it.
What is your pre-show ritual? How do you get ready for this?
I pray. I go over the material. I review the material of all the five games we tape in one day. And then I come out and I try to help the contestants do their very best so that they can win as much money as possible.
Yeah. And at what point do you decide what you're going to do with your facial hair for the season? Because we have seen full beard, we've seen the stash, we've seen handlebars, now we see bare face, and you're continuing with that. So
absolutely.
How
my
do you
wife
decide?
prefers me clean shaven.
Okay.
And so that's going to be the way it is for this season. And then if we have a long enough break in the summertime, then I might grow my beard again and do something wild and extravagant. Who knows? I might become another Salvador Dali.
God, the excitement level on that. Oh, you can watch
that
full
interview. Another.
Yeah. I don't know if that's because he's old or just the way he talks. That
both.
Full interview is up on the Men's Room Facebook page.
Say Jack used to own a couple radio stations on the East Coast, in Annapolis, Maryland, a couple other places probably, whatever. Either way, he would he owned the stations, but he lived in that area of Maryland. Mm-hmm. And I always thought it was just kind of strange that, you know, Pat Sajak, who, from my mind, is in Los Angeles.
Yeah, lives in Hollywood, right?
Like, how does he do this? So, you know, I was probably 24, 25 years old, started working for that company. And every Saturday, every other Saturday, so he would fly out on a Friday night flight. They would tape five episodes on Saturday, five on Sunday. That's where, like, the returning champion.
Right.
He went in and changed clothes. Mm-hmm. It's the same studio audience. Nothing has changed.
Are you sure they don't swap the audiences?
No. Oh, no. Oh, no.
No kidding.
Yeah. Oh, no. They just do it, and it's boom, boom, boom. You have to remember, every game is about 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Because the commercial breaks give you
all the other stuff.
So when you watch, there's not a ton of edit. You'll notice a lot of editing sometimes where he'll crack one of his extraordinarily silly jokes, and you can tell where they kind of edit out the laughter. Yeah. For enough time, but otherwise, yeah. I mean, if you're watching a studio audience, if you do five episodes, that is 1 hour and 15 minutes of content. Then whatever the breaks are, you're only there like 2 hours.
Netflix tells you the story on the commercials. This show is an hour show, but it's 40 minutes.
Right, exactly.
So you're already seeing what the difference is between that and that. But I had no idea they went and
did
all this.
Shout out to DVR, too.
And then they do it on Sunday. So every 2 weeks, he would fly to Los Angeles, and they would tape 10 episodes. And then he wouldn't fly back until another 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that, my mind was blown. I was just like, oh my God, the curtain's been taken back.
But think how much money this guy makes.
It makes complete sense. I get it. I mean, obviously, I'm from Kansas. I'm just going to hang out in L.A. till I lose.
Right.
You know, they were there for a weekend. That's what they paid them for.
Genius on all fronts.
Yeah, exactly. But I never knew that formula of how they did it. And now that I knew at that point, I was like, oh.
Well, that's what we do.
Yeah.
The show you're hearing right now. We recorded, November?
Wardrobe and such and so provided by it, and they just go back and change clothes.
I think Vanna White, I think, might have the best job ever, right? Not necessarily the best, the easiest. Pat Sajak does all the jokes and blah, 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 deals with the contestants. She smiles, she claps, she does nothing. She used to have to at least spin the letter. And even then, she doesn't know the word to spell. They light it up for her. One day, they need to not light it and be like, can she spell? Find it. Now, she just taps the screen like an iPad and it pops up. She's been doing this for like 30 years. You have made bank literally doing nothing.
But Vanna, I will say this about Vanna White. It is amazing to me the following she has. People love her.
And you're right.
I mean, she at the end of the show, she says like a couple.
She says something.
I think, right, she usually kind of ribs him a little bit. I mean, it's not like she burns him.
Yeah.
But,
you know what I mean? It's something like,
Price says something wacky.
Like, Price is Right might be different. Other shows might be different. But I know for a fact those two do the same formula.
Yeah, I mean, Price is Right. You'd have to change. I think you'd have to change the audience because people.
You can't have someone
in a Wolverine Michigan jersey for five episodes. Like, are they ever going to bring this guy down? It's the same studio audience.
You know, I do have on personal knowledge that you can't wear anything branded.
That makes sense, though.
Like, think about the Price is Right. That's why so many people for years have always made shirts.
Right, because everything's given to you, you know, it's all product placement. You know, we're telling you, the new Norelco, but it's not that you get a new car or you get a so-and-so. It's all name brands. They provide it to you, right?
Yeah, California Emissions.
Oh, that's right, California Emissions.
The Rev was on Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah. We have known three people on Wheel of Fortune.
And he lost.
He did.
Wasn't he on like a Valentine's Day?
He was on the Loser Edition.
Yeah. Wheel of Misfortune.
I was like, dude, tell me you got jet skis. Tell me you got a camera. I can't tell you. I can't talk about it.
I know.
It's
the worst. Like,
tell me
on.
You got a brand new car. Tell me you're going to Lake Tahoe. Tell me something. I can't tell you about it until it airs. That's great. What do you got? When are we throwing the party? Watch the episode. I'm like,
oh, okay.
You blew that.
You guys know Marie Kondo?
No.
I heard her name like what? Some was a cleaning thing.
What's the HOA fee on her?
Does she not spark joy for you?
Marie Kondo?
Yeah.
I don't know who it is.
She's tidying up. She's the one that has that show, the Asian lady that's like, does it spark joy about cleaning out your house?
You know, man, everyone's telling me to watch that.
You should watch that show.
I would tell her how to live her life.
But she does what you do. She just walks into somebody's home and God is like, you got to get rid of this.
That's why I don't watch that show. It's like Ted's House. Like, you would never watch that because it's probably just a camera in your room. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing for me. I'm like, I've done this for years. Like, don't steal my shtick.
Yeah, but I watch Workaholics. It's kind of like my house. anyhow, basically, the sales of paper shredders is going up because people want to shred stuff and get rid of it.
You know why?
Because it doesn't spark joy.
Right. Not only that, but who wants to go, oh, I'm going to go home and read some papers that I have stacked in a closet that I should have cleaned out 30 years ago.
Right.
What are you doing?
Here's my only question. I think a lot of people, and especially in this day and age, people are like in or out, right? Subtle reminder, by the way, everybody, black and white world doesn't really exist. Most things are lived in a gray area. Just throwing that out there.
Okay. But
you take it how you want it.
No, everybody's right. That's why they argue all the time.
They're wrong, right? Like, a lot of people struggle
with
that.
When people figure it out, they're going to be better.
And some people can't help it. You know what I mean? Like, sure. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, let dummies be dummies.
So here's my question with her, is I feel like a lot of people now are just throwing out a ton of stuff, which is good. When I moved out of my place a couple years ago, I purged a bunch of stuff. But, like, I think some people are going to throw out stuff they want.
Oh, they will. Because in this moment, they're going to feel good, right?
Yeah.
Well, I hope not. I mean, basically, just get rid of stuff that you don't use.
You're saying this. Have you not heard anything about the world? People don't make good decisions.
As far as, exactly. And that's why these superstores exist and all this stuff exists.
People don't make good decisions. The world would be different if we did.
I made mistakes and bought things that, you know, like I've never used. I'm 6 months away from getting rid of that Instapot.
Oh, my God. One of our coworkers came by last night, and I brought up the Instapot. I said, I still haven't used mine. I'm coming up on a year of owning it without using it. Then he's like, all right, whew. He's like, I had mine for 2 months, and I felt bad. And I said, don't sweat it. I'm pretty sure Miles and I got ours like the same
week.
We did.
So is the Instapot the new Bowflex?
Like, no.
You bought
everybody
it to
everybody
not
uses
use
it. Yeah. Robin uses it all the time. All my friends use
you
it.
You don't have to jog on top of an Instapot.
And Miles and I will, and Miles like, and I will go home and cook, right?
Sure.
We use our crock pots all
the time.
Why? There is this mental block with the simple, easy thing in the Instapot.
I don't want to read the instructions. I just
don't want to do the first cleaning.
Me neither. Thank you.
I feel like a dumbass.
No, but you're right. But I'm right there with you.
Yeah. Well, you gotta use stuff, and I believe you should get vaccinations. Everybody does it. Lewis Black was on The Daily Show.
One of America's classic diseases is making a comeback.
The U.S. is experiencing its worst measles outbreak since 2014.
Yes, the measles are back like a new Kids on the Block reunion tour. No one asked for it, and no one's happy to see it.
Pinterest is blocking searches related to vaccinations. The social media company says it wants to curb the spread of misinformation.
Who's getting their health information on Pinterest? That's where you're supposed to plan weddings and find tacky home decor. Then again, on Pinterest, you can find tips on how not to vaccinate your kid. And then find the perfect headstone for your unvaccinated kid. Oh, shut up! I'm up to date on my shots. I don't hear your oohs.
They make people vaccinate their dogs.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm just laughing about the Pinterest stuff. Yeah. I will say this. I have said this 1,000 times. Pinterest, I mean, I don't go on there. Seems like mostly women go on there. But it is awesome. I've had some delicious little snacks.
Oh, great recipes.
Yeah, you go to somebody's backyard.
Totally.
You know what? That's where I got my tater tot, cracked out tater tot casserole.
We have not tried it yet.
But Pinterest is one of those things
I've only made it once.
Man, that thing's for chicks. And then you're like, that looks pretty cool. Well, no, click on that. That looks cool.
You can keep bringing it up. If you think I'm going to cook food and bring it in for you, you're insane.
If you tried it one time, though, and it was that good, then that means it's that good. Because you probably effed it up a little bit.
You know, I didn't have the correct idea.
Every time you cook something, you get a little bit better at how you make it, right? So for your first time around, if it's that
good, it's from Pinterest,
then it's that good.
It's idiot proof.
Okay, I believe you.
It's tater tots, cheese, and like cream of chicken. I mean, I'm not setting the culinary world on fire here.
Well, sounds like you are. It'll be in a restaurant soon.
Thorough, good news for you. You keep bringing it up, and I'm like, dude, I know I'm the TV guy. I don't have the information. Finally, I do. Always asking about, well, Kathy Lee Gifford's leaving.
I always ask.
You're like, who's going to take her place?
I mean, she's top of mind.
Jenna Bush Hagar. She'll replace, she'll be Hoda's co-host on the fourth hour of the Today Show. Kathy Lee, of course, will be out relatively soon.
Drinking.
Right, so Jenna will be in there.
Jenna, are you fine with drinking every day on the job?
Hell yeah!
I hope Kathy Lee takes about a year off and then comes back and they're like, now I'm hosting the fifth hour.
Exactly. With Megyn Kelly.
I've been loaded since six.
Right? The fifth hour just takes place in her palatial home in the barn. That's it.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There you go. TV Time with Ted. Mike's got your headlines here coming up in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man ends four-hour standoff in exchange for a slice of delicious pizza pie. Tennessee delivery driver is a put-his-testicles-in-your-salsa type of guy. I believe we've heard from him today.
Something like that.
A snowplow hits buried car in Tahoe with a 48-year-old woman trapped inside. Emotional support dog bites a 5-year-old's face at Portland Airport. And of course, she cried. And in Alabama, a tong duel breaks out at a buffet over crab legs. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. A man that has been accused of threatening his family barricaded himself inside of a home and had a standoff with police that lasted over 4 hours. It was finally brought to an end after police promised the man a slice of pizza for his compliance.
Why didn't they start with that?
Right?
Nobody wants you hurt. Nobody, I'd be like, hey, man, professional negotiator here. Yo, bro, you want Papa John's Pizza Hut? What do you need?
Right? Like pepperoni, like pineapple and olive? What you got there, bud?
We even have some van cheese.
He came out of the house and was arrested. However, it was not reported whether or not he actually got the slice.
Oh, just for a slice.
That's a true crime, man. You'll never guess where that story came from, by the way.
Florida!
Oh, I guess you will.
God damn.
In other news, let's go to Germany, where the city government settled a family's debt to the city by seizing their pug. The family owned an outstanding amount to the city, including unpaid docks taxes, and the dog was seized due to its value as a purebred.
Damn.
Instead of allowing them to pay the debts to get the animal back, the government sold the dog on eBay for about $850.
Jeez. I kind of like that move, though. Like, look, man, we told you you owe us money,
right? Right. This is how we're going to get our money back.
What did you think we meant when we said you owe us money?
Who is the highest bidder?
Yeah.
Right?
It's under my dog.
This is a purebred pug.
Yes, you owe me this money. I will take something from you. Maybe something you love.
Say goodbye to Fluffy.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's $1 you have you can't pay me will dry your tears.
In California, a woman's life was saved thanks to a snowplow. The driver of the plow was coming up on a pile of snow, but once the plow hit it, they found out that there was actually a car underneath.
Mr. Plow, that's my name. My name again is Mr. Plow.
So they quit it?
Damn, Ted. Go lay down. The driver called authorities to help him get the car cleared so that they could so that it could be towed, given that that it was parked illegally. And before the car was towed out, they saw a hand pressed up against one of the windows. That's when they discovered that a woman had become trapped inside of the car.
Visit Tahoe.com.
She was taken to the hospital. I wonder if it was a Tahoe.
I would be kind of.
it happened again, gents.
Man versus beast.
Oh, God.
Ribbit. Man versus beast.
you said you'd cut that down.
No, I like to, you know, throw it back to the original. I don't think I've done a Man versus Beast this week.
One, that's like playing the long version of, you know, Inagata De Vita.
Would you prefer the short version?
Yeah.
Do we have the short version?
Yeah, play that.
Let's see what we got.
What's that?
Short version?
Man versus Beast.
Okay. All right. So far, so good. Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
I don't like that one. Big fan.
Nah.
Big fan.
Okay.
Nice work.
Hopefully this marks the end of the emotional support animal. A woman is suing Alaska Airlines and the owner of a, quote, emotional support pit bull after the animal bit her daughter at the airport. The mother left her 5-year-old daughter with her 13-year-old son and left to go get coffee. During that time, the daughter asked the owner if she could pet the dog, which the owner agreed. At which time, the animal bit the young girl, severing her tear duct and taking a chunk out of her upper lip.
If you have a service dog, that's one thing.
Yes.
And I get mental illness and needing emotional support.
Yes.
But
a service dog is trained
specifically. A service dog is different than an emotional support dog. If you can travel and keep the dog in cahoots, obviously you should not be on that mode of transportation.
No.
And it should not be okay for you to be able to do that based on that.
No.
Like the dog, a service animal understands what it's doing and why it's doing it.
Right.
You're just saying that I need this for comfort.
Emotional support, so, we call pets. Yeah, that's exactly, how we break it down.
Right. Or I call ice cream. Right. But
I call it a blankie.
Exactly. Whatever it is. Like, sorry, man. I hope she gets sued.
Absolutely.
She ripped that little kid's face.
She did.
Yeah.
Because she couldn't live without her dog.
I can't
for
go
a
to
day.
The airport and I'm going to just go like that. Like,
because she decided to exploit something that's really just, it's showing how dadgum moronic we all are right now in a society that we're allowing this to happen, and she's exploiting it because she wants to take
it. We allow everything to happen.
Stupid.
That's what we've determined.
Why isn't your dog in a crate underneath the cargo hold?
Exactly.
Like other dogs that have to travel during transportation.
Down
it's called not serve emotional support.
Right.
Which again,
but every other person's dog, because they just want to travel with their dog and take it with them when they go someplace, is in the cargo hold.
Right.
Yeah, but it's about
they're not going to be
it's
happy.
This isn't hard. But, if I call it emotional support,
right?
Then they let me on the plane. It's
everybody
a pet.
Did that, right? So now the people that might actually need these things can't do it.
Yep.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's it for headlines. With that, Mike Hogg is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Ted versus the FCC. Bad jokes, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed, it is all true. Probably. We'll find out, because in the meantime, we be all about this badge. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.